Welcome to the Art of Money podcast with Art McPherson.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Money podcast, artofmoneyradio.com for more information or to schedule that initial consultation. Appreciate you subscribing. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome back to the Art of Money with Art McPherson, all powered by the McPherson Finance Group. Luke McCarty is here as well. A little montage from Rascal Flatts and Art McPherson. It was about a couple of weeks ago we had the opportunity to see, and look, we're not trying to brag, but maybe we are. It was a private performance from Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts at Jason Aldean's bar in Nashville. And my man, he sounds great. He's not one of those artists that only sounds good on tape, on CD, on streaming. He's got it.
Yeah, I know. His voice is crazy good. I don't even know how he sings that high. It's crazy.
I know. And he sounded great. It wasn't Rascal Flatts, the band. It was Gary LaVox's performance. But we also had an opportunity, a little meet and greet, and be a part of a roundtable discussion with Gary LaVox. And we talked about the importance of surrounding yourself with the people that you trust.
Everybody tells you to save. Well, it's hard to save when you're making money. You know. So invest well and really surround yourself with good people that can tell you. Because, you know, it's funny when you become an artist, you just want to sing and make music. You know, you forget that you're an actual businessman and that kind of thing. So just surround yourself with good people and good people that give you good sound advice. So I was the only one that was a dad, so I had kids to think of early on too. I'd hate myself. I blew it all.
So when you hear him talking about the importance of surrounding yourself with people you trust, that also goes for what you do for the community, Art McPherson.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the things you want to do is always make sure you have a team. You know, we've talked with a lot of coaches. We've talked with a lot of people that, how do you excel in anything? You want to have coaching. You want to have people to inspire you. On those days you wake up and you just don't want to stay on track, you know, that's where you want to make sure you've got a goal, you've got a purpose. So when you watch the news and it looks like the whole world is falling apart and you just shake your head and go, what in the world is going on? You know, that's just noise. It's going to have maybe a short-term impact on things, but in the long run, you're going to be fine. So, you know, having those long-term goals, long-term directions, so you know everything's fine when we have a world sometimes that seems upside down can be very, very comforting.
Yeah, trust is huge. And that's where we say, you know, let's have multiple meetings before we can get to know each other and build that trust. And if it comes and you have that trust and you want to be a client, well, great. We'll see if we're a good fit for each other. If for whatever reason that doesn't work out, right? Well, then, you know, use your intuition, right? Don't do something, right? Don't go to the Ford dealership if you don't want to buy a Ford, right? I mean, there's certain things you can see that, you know, if it's not a good fit, you know, we both can usually tell. So that's kind of the benefit, you know, just trust your team. We have the team here. Come get to know us and see if we can be that for you.
That's why we say multiple times this weekend, if you've saved that $500,000 or more for your retirement, cost you nothing to sit down, have a cup of coffee. Let's see where you are and your retirement journey and how can we help get you there. That number is 321-425-8550 or, of course, online, artofmoneyradio.com. More from Gary LaVox, where he talks about the importance when it comes to your finances to save more than you spend.
It was paycheck to paycheck. And then thank goodness I got to a place where I'd make more than I'd spend a little bit. So then it was saving and then saving for them and investing and save more than you spend and live within your means. You know, it's hard to do, even with stupid stuff like DoorDash. And it's like, go across the street and get it. So you have to keep instilling that stuff because they're just sitting there going, yeah, can I have Starbucks? You can see Starbucks.
He's talking about some of these saving mentality that he puts into his daughters. And when you talk to clients, how many of them are really, really good savers, but they're not really good spenders in retirement?
Half of them. Yeah. So all of my savers are not good spenders because they are savers. So they want to see that money grow. They get excited and get energy. They will eat beanie weenies for a month or two if they have to, just to see their portfolio grow. They will cut every corner, nook and cranny, and they're usually married to the spender. So the spender is like, no, I don't want beanie weenies again. We have so much money. Can I please just go get us some cheese fries, please? Because money for a spender, you know, it's the freedom that money provides. So, but yeah, the savers have a very difficult time spending, but they're usually our best clients too, because they're always have the resources and they never go above what they're supposed to withdraw.
It was funny what Gary was saying about DoorDash. How expensive is DoorDash? I mean, they have a special menu. They raise the prices on the food. Then they charge you a delivery fee. Then you have to give them a tip. I mean, your $40 Chick-fil-A is now $60, right? Your $60 sushi is now $100. I mean, it's wild. We've done it before, and I'm just like, I don't want to do that again. One of us drive. Let's take two-thirds of the kids or a third of the kid or no kids and just go pick it up.
But he's talking about his daughters, and then they have their bikes sitting there, and they can see it. Right. Either from the hotel room, and they can walk, or from the house. You know, he's like, "No, why are you ordering DoorDash? Get your butt over there."
Yeah, your Starbucks went from $8 to $16.
And Gary's doing a good job. I mean, his vacation place, 2,400-acre ranch. So he's doing a good job. He's been a good saver.
I know you and Gary are buddies. Have you been there yet?
I have not
yet.
Maybe one of these days. I want to drive his truck. He's got a gorgeous 55 Chevy. And the engine compartment is probably got a better paint job than most cars. It is absolutely stunningly beautiful. And he said I cost him money on that.
How?
Because I was showing him pictures of my Chevelle and my Camaro, my 52 Ford, my 52 Dodge. And he got like into it and was like looking at old cars. And after that, and he goes, "All right, you cost me money." So he went and bought that truck after we talked. But it's absolutely stunning.
Luke, I told you they're BFFs. They just don't realize it yet. Gary Levine like and Art McPherson.
I'm glad to have her.
I'm several cars away from joining.
Hey, I'll ride those coattails. 321-425-8550 to reach out to the team at the McPherson Financial Group. Here's more from Gary LaVox talking about making the transition from being part of Rascal Flatts to making gospel music.
I always wanted to put out gospel EP and just didn't have the time. So during the pandemic, I was like, all right, Lord, I have nothing but time, so I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, so I put the one-on-one EP out and became a collab thing, like Mercy Me's on there, and a song by Torrin Wells, Jonathan McReynolds, me and Breland, my daughter, you know, so that was awesome. And then I was like, you know, so my country single's out now called Get Down Like That. And just it's been awesome to be in a position where you just go cut and make music, whatever's on your heart.
Being in the position to do whatever you want to do, that kind of sounds like what you do for your clients, Art.
Yeah, well, we want every one of our clients to have that situation in retirement. So if you have that income you need when things get more expensive and you have a portfolio that can help absorb some of those expenses, that's what you want, right? And you want to be able to do those trips with your kids and your grandkids. You want to be able to do those things you've always been kind of dreaming of while you were working that you never had the time to do. Well, Gary, because his band is no longer a band right now, he's kind of doing that single solo tour, but his tour is very minor compared to what he used to have to do with a band a couple of years ago. So he's doing very, very select few things. He picks and chooses. He was on Fox and Friends. I saw him on there a couple weeks ago for their Friday, summer Friday thing. He was on there, but he's very selective in what he's doing now. So he has a lot of more time with his family. He has a lot more time to go hunting. He's a big hunting boy, and he went hunting for elk a couple weeks ago. So he's been having fun, having some time off.
You know, Luke, in our conversation with Gary LaVox, he mentioned that it was COVID that kind of helped him make the transition from Rascal Flatts to taking advantage of the free time to make some gospel music. Do you still have any clients that are still recovering from COVID financially?
You know, it depends how their portfolio was positioned before and after and kind of what decisions they made during COVID. Of course, the market rebounded after COVID pretty quickly, right? If you go back in time, the market was down, I'm making up numbers, 1% a day for 25 days, right? Well, then the Fed jumps in, uses one of our favorite, especially in the state of Florida, our favorite companies, BlackRock, to buy the market, to buy bonds. So things recovered pretty quickly. You know, what we're seeing is kind of a COVID hangover, I would say, is some people are still spending too much money, right? They're like, oh, I was locked down for a year or whatever it may have been. I missed this trip. I'm going on more trips now because of that. Well, that can last for a little bit, but that can't be your new norm. Mm-hmm. So if that's you, where you're kind of sitting there, you know, I missed this, missed that, I'm going to go do extra. Well, if you can afford it, do it, but be careful. And, you know, we'll go back to last week's, right? Don't take a 401k loan to go to Disney. Right?
Yeah, right.
Maybe not an IRA distribution either. So just be careful. But that's kind of what I see more with COVID now and, you know, people's behaviors.
Here's Gary LaVox talking about making that transition from being in a band to the solo career.
There's so many people that are so well known and so established in this town that I've had previous relationships with. So it was kind of it's tough to make that transfer over. But it was also, that was a clean slate and fresh as well. So, and everybody was excited. And so it's been an amazing change and it's been a lot of fun. And new seasons are good.
And this is the song he was talking about, Get Down Like That, the new single from Gary LaVox. But Art McPherson, a lot of fun to hang out with your buddy and talk a little finance and family and music.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He really was. I mean, he also did a special song for the Tebow event. So the Night to Shine, he did a special song for them at the Night to Shine event. He just is super talented. He's just got a big heart and super, super talented. So when we were at that event, and Luke got a chance to go with me on that and at the Tebow event, he was mobbed by all the kids from Night to Shine. It was cool to watch.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Art McPherson of McPherson Financial Group? Find us online at artofmoneyradio.com. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC. McPherson Financial Group and ProStatus Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by World Equity Group, Inc. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Investment financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. Art McPherson is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Arthur McPherson. Florida Insurance License Number A1 174725.
Today's show has been a work of art.